Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we're continuing through the devotional journal, Almost Heaven, Devotions for the Journey Home. And each day throughout this journal, we're looking at something different the Bible says about heaven or the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven, with the idea that God's desire is we would live more like kingdom citizens here on earth. We often think of, as Christians, of heading towards a heavenly home, a home with Jesus forever. And we imagine what it would be like, what it will be like once we get there. God has desired that we live more like heavenly citizens now than to simply wait until we get there. Today's topic in the devotional is a home of transformation. In one of the times that the disciples are arguing about who is the greatest, and it seems like they did this periodically, the Bible says that Jesus draws a little child to himself and says, unless you change and become like a little child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. As I read that, and as I continued to ponder on that, I thought about the transformation necessary. And I think there's times where we become so enamored with wanting our children to grow up and trying to teach our children to grow up and as children and wanting to grow up, that it's difficult for us to comprehend the scope of transformation that God is talking about. To mature and yet become like a little child. To change so completely that our innocence, our faith, is like that of a child. And to realize that Jesus says, unless this transformation takes place, unless that change happens, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. That's pretty bold. That's pretty exclusive. To think that this home of transformation, that heaven itself requires that I change. And not just any change, not just the change that the world would applaud, but I change and become like a little child. We read in Scripture times where the disciples would try to keep the children away from Jesus. And he would have no part of their plot and their plan. In fact, it's in those times he would gather the children to himself. He would place his hands upon them. He would bless them. He would welcome them. And to think we work so hard at growing up that we often resist the transformation that's most needed. The transformation to be loving and trusting and innocent and pure. You see, as we journey in this life, God's desire is that we are prepared for the home that we're headed to. A home that requires us to be transformed, to be changed completely. There are so many times in life that we struggle. with where we're at. We struggle with what we know or what we don't know. We struggle with wanting to be greater. I mean, that was the context of the disciples. And God's desire is that we would be transformed, we would be changed into being equals. It doesn't take long for us to choose sides, to choose one person over another. And whatever criteria we use, it doesn't bring about a unity. In fact, it creates separation. And part of this transformation is we see each other for who they are, and they see us for who we are. And our interactions become based on truth, without the facade of years of practice covering up who we are. And God's desire is to transform us so that the truth of who we are is appealing to others. You see, part of changing and becoming like a child is we can learn to get along. We can remove the hidden agendas. We can love more honestly. You watch children, and their decisions are often based on acceptance. And when one child becomes a bully, it's well, they often end up feeling left out because, well, no one wants to be treated that way. But it's that childlike innocence that says, I'm going to get along with, I'm going to play with anyone that's willing to get along and play with me. And the transformation that God has required and calls us to live is one that, well, repents of being a bully. Looks to love people. Tomorrow morning I'll be sharing at the North Wayne Mennonite Church, Lord willing, a message on a new hope. And in reality, it isn't really all that new. It's a hope that we've been able to have in Christ all along. It's a hope that He introduced through His life, His teachings, His acceptance of us. But a big part of that new hope says that we prepare to live like kingdom citizens. And that we allow God to transform us completely. The struggle over who's the best is a human trait. It's a human characteristic. And we're so good at making excuses. Whether it's our sports team that we follow, that, or whether it's our career, We have to be on top. And when we're not, there's a whole list of reasons why we should be, why the system's wrong, why it's rigged, why it's not fair. And our desire to be the greatest has led us often down a path that, well, is directly away from God. It's directly away from the things that He would call us to. So today, as we pray, I would ask that you would spend time listening to God. Look deeply within your life for areas that need to be transformed so that you would more fully be like that little child that God wants you to be. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And all the while that we're arguing over which one of us is the greatest and how we can be better than everyone else, you continue to call us to be changed, to allow you to transform us fully into your child, to be changed to be like a little child, to regain the innocence, the faith, the trust, the love. You desire for us to live with, not just in heaven with you, but here on earth with one another. Father, may we recognize the importance of this transformation, the necessity of becoming like a child, the exclusiveness of being your child. Father, in those times where we're tempted to claw our way to the top, to step on others to get to a position that's better than theirs, may we consider your desire for us. May we lift up one another so that together we represent who you've called us to be. Father, as I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, those that we're called to be like. Father, as we help to instruct them, as we help them to grow, may we see within them the qualities that you desire for all of us to have. May we constantly gaze into your word to see the qualities that ought to remain and those that we need to grow out of. Give us wisdom in how to mature without losing or setting aside the childlike qualities that we need. Help us to know and understand the difference between being childish and childlike. And may we raise our children in such a way that they can put aside their childish ways and still remain childlike in their faith, in their trust of you. Father, as I pray, I continue to pray that we would live with a greater hope. In the midst of all of the storms of life, may we know with confidence the hope that we have in Christ. And may this transformation that we've experienced as your children fill us with that hope, with the certainty of a hope that cannot be taken away. Father, as we begin this new year, for some it's a significant event, this turning of the calendar. For others, it's simply another day. But however we view it, it is a new day. Each one gives us the opportunity to live as one who's been transformed. It gives us the opportunity to be more fully transformed. It gives us the opportunity to repent of the old childish ways we've held on to, so that we can be filled with the childlike qualities we need. Fathers, I pray that each one of us would use today to draw nearer to you, that our time would help us to be better prepared to worship together with others as we worship you throughout the day. Father, I pray that we would always look to your word as truth, as the instructions we ought to be following. Father, that we would acknowledge and accept and desire you as King. For those times where we want to be like everyone else, may we repent so that we would desire more than anything else to be like Jesus. And as we seek and live in a way to represent Jesus, may we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.